Yes, that lion forms on the right.
On the right, babe.
Not that Maggie's back in town.
Yeah, he's back in town. It's Monday already. Can you believe it? It felt like it was just the 4th of July. I was enjoying myself, you know, watching them lose. And when I mean them, I mean the Yankees. Get swept by the Reds. I was trying to enjoy myself on the 4th of July. I hope everybody had a great holiday, a great weekend. And we're back. 203 on the fan. McMonagle here with you. You know the deal. I got you for 3 hours until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. Me and Fleegs in it with you for the next 3 hours. And we'll get to the Mets, and we will get to who their all-star is and who their all-star should be. And obviously a terrific win with just tremendous at-bats that speak to who the Mets are in that ninth inning. But let's speak to who the Yankees are right now, because what they are right now is a bunch of losers. That's for sure. As they are now 6-16 over the last 22, you know the numbers, right? Worst team in baseball over that stretch. They haven't won back-to-back games since the second and third games of the Royals four-game set, which ended in a disaster, which who knew at the time? I remember thinking to myself at the time of that blown series when Clay Holmes blew that game against the Royals, I remember thinking, wow, times are so good that even devastating losses like this don't bother me. I remember I was in my car. I was driving to take my son to, I think it was his first, but maybe second, doesn't matter, one of his flag football games. And I was like kind of annoyed as I turned the car off. I was listening to it on the radio as Clay Holmes blew the game. But I remember really thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what? Things are pretty good. Things are so good that I don't even care about this. It's a bump in the road. They just kicked the crap out of Kansas City. They're going to get right back on track. Big series against Baltimore coming up. And Boston. And I don't feel the same anymore, because this team is not only losing, it's the way they're playing. It's everything about them. It's everything about every feel you have about them. It's whether or not you know in the extra innings they're cooked, or whether you know the lineup can't get any runs, or whether you know the starting pitcher isn't going to have it that day, or you see little signs that you know are going to turn into a problem inside a game where everything was once so great. Everything is now so putrid. And let's start there for a second. I'm going to get to Aaron Boone here. And I know that's kind of the topic du jour, but I haven't been here since last Wednesday, and a lot's freaking changed. But let me just say this. At the beginning of the season, we praised this team. I praised this team for the sense of urgency. And it wasn't just made up. It wasn't just, you know, McMonagle the fanboy making up nonsense. It wasn't. We watched the games. We talked about it. We talked about whether or not it was the Soto effect. We talked about them never playing Grisham or never playing Jones. Imagine that. But we talked about them always playing their guys and, you know, to start the year, never giving Judge a day off, never giving, you know, they were playing every single day and they were playing with urgency. And at the end of that West Coast trip in particular, for me, was where it really showed where they had already had a successful winning road trip on the West Coast. They'd already won a series against San Francisco. And that Sunday leading into the weekend, leading into a Monday with a day off, that was a typical, let's give Judge a couple days. Hey, it's okay if we win or if we lose. That has been the feeling around this Yankee team for years now. For years. And to start this season, and it wasn't just the winning, because they won a couple years ago. They had that great start a couple years ago. I didn't get this sense of urgency. They were kicking ass. They were actually winning at a higher clip than they even winning this year. And I thought they were a good team, and they fooled me in many aspects. But I didn't get that sense of renewed urgency coming from Judge at the end of last year, talking about urgency at the start of the season, talking about all the things that needed to change, right? And we were expecting some change. We knew it might not come in the front office or with the manager, but we thought maybe analytics would change. We find out that's not going to change. But what certainly changed to start the year is the New York Yankees' sense of urgency, the way they played, the way they let other teams make mistakes, whether it be on the base paths or whoever else, you know, taking that first four against the Houston Astros and playing great defense and, you know, showing this exuberance that normally wasn't shown by this team during regular season wins, it felt different. I'm sorry, it did. And all of that has freaking evaporated and gone the opposite way. And I don't know whether or not it's Aaron Boone and what he says in the press conference, because I got to be totally honest with you. I don't care, never have. I can't change my mind on it now. Show me a manager who's going to make you feel good about going 6-16. I'd love to see him. I know we get hung up on him saying it's right there in front of us, what other cliches that he continually says. Every manager has them. Every manager says them. Again, show me a manager who is good at a press conference after getting your heart ripped out like they did Friday night. Show me a manager who's good and makes you feel good about the team when they're 6-16 over the last 22, the worst record in all of baseball with the worst ERA in all of baseball after what they started with. Show me a manager who's good at it. I don't even care necessarily about walking Devers. Like, some of the in-game stuff doesn't bother me with Boone. I'm still there. I don't think he's a terrible in-game manager. All of you do, that's fine. I understand not walking Devers with nobody on and nobody out. And I understand keeping Luis Gil in there when he's dealing. If they would have brought in anybody else and they gave up a home run, we'd be killing him today for taking out Luis Gil. I think it's all second-guess nonsense. But where I stop the defense, and where even I, the Boone defender, has to get freaking annoyed, is now this is not just other seasons where I've been able to defend him. This is now a track record proven thing. And whether he wants to call them out, and listen, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't think it makes a difference. Do I think DJ LeMahieu needs to be called out publicly to get his stuff together? I don't. And if he does, shame on him. But whatever Boone is doing, it's not working when it comes to showing respect to the manager and showing respect to the game of baseball. Because I can tell you this, I understand losing. I understand some of the trials and tribulations of a 162-game season. I've been right there for it throughout a lot of this stuff with the New York Yankees and New York Mets and New York Giants and New York Jets and every other team. Losing happens. And particularly over the course of 162, even the best teams will go over a stretch. Maybe not this particularly long or bad, but they will go through a stretch where they lose 5 or 6 games. They will go through a stretch where they lose 4 or 5 series in a row. It happens, even to the best of teams. And if you look at over the last couple of World Series champions, it's happened to them in particular. The Texas Rangers blew the division. We've seen these teams that, you know, the Atlanta Braves were terrible right before the trade deadline. The Washington Nationals had the worst record in baseball at one point. It doesn't mean you can't win. And losing is losing. It's the way they're losing. And something I'm telling you right now, I've been kind of plodding along with it. And maybe it's because I was there in the building Wednesday night with my kids for firework night and watching Judge hit into that double play. I couldn't even get the words out of my mouth. How the hell are you pitching to Aaron Judge before he hit into a double play in the 7th inning? And then obviously again with Volpe in 9th inning. If you remember that game, I happen to be there. That's why I remember it. And then, you know, I'm trying to enjoy myself. 4th of July, I go to my buddy's house. He thinks he's doing me a favor by putting the Yankee game on, even though I'd probably rather just stay away from it and watch it later on DVR. But I'm stuck watching this crap. I'm stuck watching them lose to the Cincinnati Reds and getting swept at home. And I'm watching Grisham not give a damn about a ball in the outfield, about a ground ball up the middle base hit, not give a damn. And I, listen, whether or not he needs to be called out publicly, the reaction to that was ridiculous from Aaron Boone. Ridiculous. And I got to watch DJ LeMahieu not hustle out ground balls against the Boston Red Sox while he's hitting under 200. And I'm telling you right now, something inside me snapped. You know how the Grinch, his heart grew 3 times the size after hearing the Who's in Whoville still sing about Christmas, even though they didn't get any presents or have any roast beast? I'm the opposite. I've been the biggest-hearted Yankee fan you could find. I'd argue with anybody. Something snapped inside me watching DJ LeMahieu not get into a rundown on a double play where the first baseman steps on the bag. You have runners at the corners. This is typical baseball 101 fundamentals, which I know we've been killing the Yankees for. How could you argue with the way they're playing right now? But that play on Friday night against the Boston Red Sox, something inside me snapped. And even though they were about to win the game and were one strike away until Clay Holmes, who's an all-star, we'll get into it, 888-808, I can't even say the number, I'm so mad, 888-808-1019, we'll get into him being an all-star. And, I mean, this is just typically how the Yankees are going. A sinker ball pitcher, whatever you think of him, his whip's too high, he's not a closer, he doesn't give up home runs, gives up a home run to a hitter who doesn't hit home runs so that they lose that game and you know they're going to lose it in extra innings. But I was pissed already because that play absolutely blew my mind. First and third, one out, ground ball to the first baseman. He steps on first, he throws to second. DJ LeMahieu runs into the out. You all know what happened. DJ LeMahieu runs into the out, and Anthony Volpe doesn't bust it home, and they don't score a run that you have to freaking score in. This team is literally playing the worst baseball in Major League Baseball. Nobody is worse than them right now. They know what they're going through. They know. And that sense of urgency, that was the feeling of change around the organization, has completely turned into a bunch of losers who hang their head. And that's the body language is terrible. They hang their head. He figures, oh, crap, it's a double play. We blew it again. Instead of hustling and making the other team make the play. DJ LeMahieu has got to stop running and get into a rundown. It's the same play Judge and Soto just pulled 2 days prior and stole a run. You don't run into the out, and Anthony Volpe, Mr. Next Coming of the Yankee Greats, homegrown Yankee Greats, who is absolutely falling on his face right now. And I appreciate he plays great defense, and up until that play, he's someone who hustles all over the place. That's unacceptable from a young kid who's going through what he's going. You have got to get these guys in the right frame of mind. And when I think of the Yankee great managers in my time, I understand Joe Girardi was a good manager, won a championship. But the greatest thing Joe Torre was able to do was to, one, keep the boss away from the team and keep those expectations away from the team and have the team not get crumbled under the weight of New York or whatever you want to call it, the pinstripes, whatever else. This team is crumbling under the weight of expectation. They are crumbling under the weight of their play. They are crumbling under the weight of the fan base reaction. And the manager has no answers. None. I don't care about walking Devers. That's a call. You want to say he has to walk Devers? We're playing every night with a terrible lineup with one hitter who can beat you, and they still pitch the Judge constantly. Devers is not Barry Bonds. I don't care about walking him in that spot. Pitch to him. Don't throw a two-strike fastball right down the middle. I don't care about which reliever he brings in constantly. It's so second-guessed and so nonsense. Inside the game, he's fine. I know everybody's got a problem with him inside the game. I don't. What I have a problem with is the lackadaisical play that is dragging this team down. And I don't know if the answer is to call them out publicly. It's worth a try, and at least it'll make us feel better. But I don't know what the answer is. What I do know is Boone doesn't have it. And I like Boone. And I'm not going to sit here and call for his firing. What I am going to say is it's enough is enough. And if these guys respect him as much as we hear, and if Judge is going to talk about him as glowingly as he does, and all these guys are going to talk about Aaron Boone, he has our back. I love how he fights for us against the umpires. I love this. I love that. Well, your play is going to get him fired. Because the urgency, the fire, anything else that resembles a winning baseball club has completely evaporated from this team, and I can't figure out why. I don't know why. Yes, losing is one thing. I get it. They're having a terrible month here from Verdugo. Gleyber Torres has given you nothing all year. Volpe is slumping. You've got the injury, so you're playing with Jones. You're playing with Grisham. I get it. We all get it. And on the scheme of things, on the scale of things, is the roster worse than Boone's management? Sure, why not? I'm open for debate. But not the way they're playing. That's unacceptable. I can't watch this crap. I understand how many different guys they have in the lineup that have under 100 OPS plus, most in the league, and all the different stats you'll get. We watch the games. I get it. And they haven't stolen a base in 20 games. Everyone's so hung up on that one. They're down 30 runs every night. They're 6-16. They're losing every game. Should they be? Do you steal bases when you're down 4 runs? You do not. Not saying that's the only reason. They're old and unathletic. Totally agree. But the reason why during this stretch, in particular, they're not stealing bases is because they're down 3, 4, 5 runs every inning. You want Gleyber Torres to try and steal a base when they're down 4 runs? I don't care about the stolen bases. I don't care about Devers. I don't care about which reliever he brought in. I don't care about any of that. That's managerial stuff. We watch every game. Met fans are probably thrilled with Mendoza. I can give you 10 things off the top of my head over the last 2 weeks where I disagree with what Mendoza does. It's a manager. He knows the team better than we do. He stays away from guys we wouldn't. Things happen we don't understand. We disagree. We get upset with. That's fine. This is not about the in-game management of Boone. And it's not even so much about what he talks about in the postgame. It's the players and the way they're treating the game. And it's not just Gleyber Torres. It's guys you don't expect it from. It's DJ LeMahieu. It's Anthony Volpe. It's Grisham, a guy who's been begging for time this whole year because he hasn't played because the Yankees had a sense of urgency and didn't give anybody a day off for the first 2 months. And now he wants to, you know, lazily go after a ground ball? You got a veteran like DJ LeMahieu who's done nothing to help this team whatsoever all year, isn't in tune with the game enough to not run into a double play. Anthony Volpe, who has done nothing for a month and is as big a person of interest when it comes to why they're 6-16 over the last 22, doesn't have it in him to run hard? And forget walking Devers. It's the last of the Yankee problems. It's never been about, I've been arguing it forever. It's not about the Red Sox. It's not about the Orioles. It's not about the Dodgers or any other team you don't think they cut the mustard against. It's not about that. When it's this team, it's never been about that. It's about who they are and how they're playing. And right now, they hit a patch, and it's understandable. And this rotation probably was pitching over its head. It's come back to the means a little bit. I think they're kind of starting to hopefully turn it around. You've gotten some better starts over the last week. Last night, Luis Gil arguably is the most important thing to come out of that game. You can make a very strong argument that him pitching like he did last night and getting back to the dominant pitcher he was is more important than even the win. You can make that case. It's not about who they're playing. It's about how they're playing. And when you're playing like this and you're struggling, you got guys, instead of fighting it, look like they've given up. Instead of battling through like the manager tells us they're doing, like they all say in the post game, oh, yo, we just got to battle through it. We got to battle through it. Battling means hustling even when you're struggling. Battling DJ LeMahieu is making the smart play despite the fact nobody understands why you're in the lineup to begin with. That's battling. You've got starting pitchers either moping like Carlos Rodon, or you got them yelling at their teammates like Marcus Stroman. You got guys who have been who've built a career on hitting and hustling, not doing either? And I've never been a proponent of firing Aaron Boone. I've never been a proponent for it. And I'm not going to call for his job today. This is July. It's not October. And despite everybody, and I say, you know, what would you do if your boss, you know, if you told your boss you were unsuccessful every year since 2018? He hasn't been unsuccessful every year since 2018. They don't carry that. And it's not just selling chicken buckets and beer. It's just that they understand winning a World Series isn't the only trademark of a manager. And he's won 100 games a bunch. He's won a lot of games as a New York Yankee manager. I think he's entitled the year. I do. But right now, watching this slop, it's more than losing. I can handle losing. They're still 18 games over 500. They're still in a wild card spot. When I look around the rest of the American League, there's really not a team that scares me that I think the Yankees, when they're playing well, and hopefully with some additions at the All-Star, at the trade deadline, as well as getting some guys back healthy, there's not a team in this American League I don't think the Yankees can beat. Nor is there a team they can't lose to. And we'll get into why they should still go out and have faith in this team and why they should still make an aggressive trade deadline and all that. But we know why. Because this team has to win. You've got Judge and Cole at the prime of their careers. You've added Juan Soto. You know how long it's going to be, whether it's this year or any other. And you have to go out there and try and win and be aggressive. And I still think this team can change. But man, oh man. If this isn't as, last year was ugly, but it was Franchy Cordero, it was Bowers, it was IKF, it was, you know, we knew what it was without Judge. Judge is healthy, having one of the best years of his career, arguably the best year of his career. He's cooled down the last maybe week or so, but I mean, the guy's unbelievable. Soto's healthy, has a 990 OPS. They've got the two best hitters, you know, two of the five best hitters in baseball right in the middle of that lineup every day. Their rotation was the best rotation in baseball for 2 months. There is no reason to be playing like this. It's one thing to lose. It's another to show you what they're showing you, and it's disgusting. And if the manager doesn't want to call him out public, that's fine, but it better freaking change. Because this is what gets managers fired. What gets managers fired is this kind of play and the inability to stop the downturn. It's all great and gravy when you're going well and you're winning all those games. Now that it's hard, now that you're losing, how does your team react? And how have the Yankees reacted to losing? By hanging their heads. By not staying focused. By being lazy and not hustling. And I don't care about his in-game decisions. I care that while the team is losing, he's leading a bunch of guys who are sad and down in the dumps and not making sure they play solid, fundamental baseball. And I'm freaking tired of it.